Speaking at a conference organized by the United States Embassy Public Affairs Section in Harare yesterday, Dr. Charlton Todzo, who comes from the famous Todzo family of Shona writers, said indigenous languages are lagging behind in development to such an extent that some of them face extinction.
There are actually quite a number of indigenous languages that are or have fallen into extinction. When you talk of a language called Kwadi in Angola, it's not being spoken of anymore. There's Duli in Cameroon. That language is dead now. It's virtually dead. And Mawa in Nigeria, it's also virtually dead as well.
Language, he said, is a tool for meanings and communication that develops a people's culture. He said the death of language means the annihilation of their cultural norms and values. Todzo said because of changing trends, most people in Zimbabwe no longer worry about using their local languages as they use English on a daily basis, both at work and at home. A thing, he said, was dangerous.
You find that international companies such as Microsoft have discovered that investing in African languages is beneficial because they want to tap into the estimated 100 million Kiswahili speakers residing in about six African countries.
Todzo says companies such as Microsoft have started work on software that will incorporate indigenous languages such as Kiswahili, Hausa, Yoruba, Zulu, Wolof, and others to take advantage of the more than 150 million Africans that use them, while the owners of the languages look down upon them. He says clearly there can be a multi-billion dollar industry in this.
There's actually an opportunity of utilization of local languages as languages of serious business. We need to be able to incentivize this. We need to be able to discuss or debate issues of business or economic importance using our own local languages. And we're saying, okay, we can also work around promotion of entrepreneurship and micro-level economic projects through the utilization of in local languages, as well as even promotion of the proper developmental agenda, where we're arguing, okay, we develop, so as researchers, we have all these wonderful researches that we do, and then we take them, you know, we put them in libraries, put them in research institutes, but ultimately, we want all these documents to be able to benefit communities, grassroots, the poor, the marginalized, isn't
it? Todzo says it is important that minority languages be used even in day-to-day business. His organization, Maendeleo, is currently working with some government departments to translate important policy documents into local languages. A young cultural activist who also attended the event, Rudombo Tenga, says young people are shunning local languages, a thing they should not do.
I think you should really let yourself out because that's who you are, who you're born to be, and that is your heritage. You cannot go out there not knowing who you are, and that way you cannot define yourself.
Zimbabwe is working on a new constitution with political parties still bickering over what they call sticking issues, including the need to recognize minority languages as official. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Mark Peter Ntambe.